Thomas of Gemara. The Hilchus of Kenachmen. So Rashi says, what is the Maskonas of Gemara? The Hilchus of Kenachmen. The Omar Leil Bitul Bifnei Shnai. Was a Machlekes Bifnei Kamo, Bifnei Shtayim, or Bifnei Shloisha. Before the Kolas of Gamliel. The Hilchus of Kenachmen. The Omar Bifnei Shtayim, not Bifnei Shloisha. Vilchas the Kenachmen, that Paskin Kerebi Bishtayim, that Bitle Mevutol, Bidiyevet, and Yochel Levata Zeshele Bifneze. So Vilchas the Kenachmen, that before the Kolos of Gamliel was two and not three. Vilchas the Kenachmen, that Aloche Kerebi, that Bitle Mevutol. Vilchas the Kenachmen is a Trashi Keabaye, that Gilidaita Begite love Milsil. So we have three halachas: Hilchas Kenachmen, Hilchas Kenachmen, and Hilchas Kenachmeni. Kenachmen, that halacha farta kol asar b'gamliel bitul b'shtay. Kenachmen, halacha k'rebi shebediyevet bitul mevutul. And Hilchas Kenachmeni, the gilidai de begid elav milsu. Frekt rav kiveiger akash. This is bezem the sikkum of the sugya. Frekt rav kiveiger akash. Why you need to say Vehilchas Kenachmen, Vehilchas Kenachmen, Vehilchas Kenachmen? We paskin Aloche Kenachmen that koydem Takanas of Gamliel too. We paskin that Bidiyevet Bitle Mevutl. And Gledai de Begite Lav Milsa. Freitam Kiveiger, I don't need the three Aloches. Why? If you, you're right, you're passing like Nachman that bitul bifnei shtayim. If you're passing like Nachman that bitul bifnei shtayim, koinem tekonas rabban gamliel. You're passing that bidiyevet bitlei mevut. And you're passing gilidai de begit elav milsel. So Rav Kiveiger, it's enough to say the halachic Nachman that koydem takonas of Gamliel is bitul b'shtayim. Don't tell me that halachic Nachman that b'diyevet bitlei mevut. If you would only tell me v'hilchas Nachman that koydem takonas of Gamliel is bitul b'shtayim, I will know that the second halacha is that b'diyevet bitlei mevut. Because if la halacha b'diyevet bitlei is einei mevut, and you anyway have to go to the shliach, so it's never nafkimina and the aloche vehilchas the kenachmen that koydem takonas rav gamliel. You need two or three. Lemay nafkimina zok rav kiveiger. Tell me aloche that b'diyevet bitlei mevutu. I'm sorry. Tell me that koydem takonas rav gamliel. You need two. So lemay nafkimina you need two. Koydem takonas rav gamliel. You need two. Lemay nafkimina. Anyway, b'diyevet bitlei shalei mefona v'zvat chal. B'diyevet is not chal. So if B'diyevet is not chal, if B'diyevet, if you bevad the shleim before of it's not chal, so lemay nafkimine that we pass in Kirabu Gamliel. Lemay nafkimine, we never have enough nafkimine. We never have enough nafkimine. And if you're telling me that B'diyevet you can bevad al bifnei shnayim, obviously, that even today, b'diyevet, if you make a bitul shalei b'fonav, it's chal. Because b'diyevet, the bitul shalei b'fonav is never chal, is never an afkimina in the din, v'osigimen, farda takona. So why you have to say, hilchas kenachmen, hilchas kenachmen, hilchas kenachmeni? Just say, hilchas kenachmen, koinem atakona, two is enough. I know that koinem atakona, two is enough. And while I know that Koyne Matakona 2 is enough, I know that B'diyevet, B'diyevet, Shalei Mephonav is Chal. This is the Rav Kiveiger. So I know the Balibatishkeit want to answer, it's true, but the Balibatishkeit want to answer that if you say Alochik and Nachman one time, you will not know what Nachman he means. We're learning the sugya. As if like that, why you have to say Nachman, Nachman, Nachmein? If you say Nachman, you anyway have to go over to him. As they fight Rav Kiveri, Zog the world that it's a pillar that Rav Kiveri has the cash. It's an eyes in the cash. I'm saying, only if you learn the Balabatish, it's not an eyes in the cash. But if we decide that the Nachman Nachman doesn't mean that you figure it out. So if you say the first Nachman, the main we know that the second Aloha is there. Yeah, he wanted to speak unclear. This philosopher from Kiveri, and does his Tashkarke cash. So what is the answer? Zog the world and Givaldi Kitab. It's a pillar for Rav Kiveri. Rav Kiveri himself told us when we learn Lamed Beis Amud Beis that there's a difference when Gemara says Mishmikamo Mevatlo, Rashi says Koidim Atakon. He said even Le'achar Atakon is an Afkibine. Why? If it's not Chal because Takon is Rabban Gamliel, so you have to come to Afkibine. But if you do poches mishtaim or poches mishloisho, the Ramban says it's not chal, because loy osi dibur goruah mevatel dibur toif. Taisa said because it's a shtarker atakone. There you don't have to come to afkeinu, yeshkeach b'yachachomim la'akro dovo min ha'teir. So it's an afkemine b'fne shtaim or b'fne shloisho. We learned about it b'ez amud b'ez, and this man's all yes. When we spoke out about b'ez amud b'ez, the Gemara said b'fne kamo o mevatloi. And we spoke out, is a takon asr ben Gamliel. So we said it's nefkeminis. As takon as Rabban Gamliel is a takon of the Rabbanan, and if you mevatel and it's not chal, it's afkeinu. Masha'engen, if you mevatel pochis mishnayim or pochis mishloisho, the bitul is bichlal nishchal. Lafi the Ramban. Because we also dibur geruah, mevatel dibur alim. Or if it says, shtarke takon yishkeach la'akadom and adegen, Rav Kiveri himself says it, in Lamed Beis Amud Beis. So the shit is Rav Kiveri himself, this kasha doesn't start. That why Tesis is asking Yeshkeach Lakhar Dov Min HaTeir only in Lamed Gimel, but Lamed Beis Amud Beis for sure Yeshkeach Lakhar Dov Min HaTeir. Because it's a starker takon, and if you're a Ramban, Poriz Mishtayim or Poriz Mishloisho, it's Nishkan Diburalim, the Bidur is Bichlal Natchal. So it's a Oreb Pshat. Kiveger is asking a question, who in the way of Kiveger himself was my meat. So, so this Gemara is like a raya. This is the schutzen, that's a schlug of Rav Kiveger, this Gemara is a raya. It's a finishing a cheshbon that we have a raya for the Ramban, that the Stein Beschleusher is Negea. A filu noch de takone, here it's not Chal Meiker, here it's only Mitzad Afkeinu. All of you Rav Kiveger, that here it's a real good reason, Yeshkeach Lakur, here it's not Yeshkeach Lakur. So from this Gemara, that the Gemara had to say, Vehilchus Ekenachmen, Vehilchus Ekenachmen, Vehilchus Ekenachmeni, that Gemara is stuck in Muchach, that Be'etzem, we need two sugyas, sugyas Lamed Beis, Bifme Kamo, Mevatloi, and we have a sugyas, and Lamed Gimel, Rebbe, Bitle Mevudol, Bitle She'en Mevudol, and we need the Maskone, both sugyas. This is Be'etzem, the Raya, the Shtarke Raya, Kiveges Kashe, that's how Kiveges Kashe. But the answer is, the Yisayas that we learn, Me'etzem, Shpirt Oysen, the Sugi here, it's Muchach, this Yisay. Then the Maskana of the Gemara is, Ve'ilchus Ke'Nachmeni, Ke'Abaye, and this Rashi says, it's more of the Yoel Ke'Gam, that Ilchus Ke'Abaye, Gilidayte Be'Gitte, Loi Me'ani, that Tagi, Gilidayte Be'Get, doesn't help. This is Me'etzem, the Tzus of the Shmaisi. I want to go over one Indian from Sukkah. Maybe it's Indian that Naflan is a shtickle be Iyun Adara, but maybe some will back and have a Havana. We know, it's two minhagim in Klal Yisrael. And I'm not again, to go duch the Indian properly. It's two minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Some people take an esrig with a pitam, and some people take an esrig without a pitam. Rashid in the minhagim. Is a Mishneh in Sukkah, Nitla Pitmosoi Posu. If you don't have a pitam, if the pitam falls off, it's posu. This is a Mishneh in Sukkah. Why, if you don't have a pitam, it's posu? Why it's posu? So we have a machlekes, Shoni, maybe Achoin, the Ramo brings down. What is the Nafkamina? Maybe that will explain. The Aloch is Chosar is only posu by Yom Harishon. Lekachtem lochem, lekichatamo. In the other days, chosar is not posul. Hodo, the paskin is posul all the 7 days. If you don't have a pitam, it's kosher on the second day, it's not kosher on the second day. Zog de ramo simen tof reish memtes seif hei. Nital pitmosoi, dinoi kechoser, the kosher miyom rishon ve'eilach, Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So the Ramo paskins, nitlo pitmosoi, dinoi kechoser, the kosher miyom rishon ve'eilach. He brings it down b'shem Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Mogen Avraham brings down. The Rav Avraham mibrak kosav sheposul kol zayin. ובדרכי מוישה דרמה הוא זכוי לכם רב אברום עם פרק. He says it מצד חוסר. איי, חוסר, some shit is all that has to be a big חוסר. Why the pitam, even if it's a small חוסר? Because it's ברוישה עשר, it's a חוסר. אבל במגיד משנה משמע שהפסול מפני הודו. It's not nice, עשר גלל הפיתם, it's not nice. Memele posul af b'shar yomim. So we have a machleik is why when you don't have a pitam it's posul. It's mitzad hodor or mitzad chosar. Nafkemine b'shar yomim. The Ramo holds mitzad chosar. Remember the Ramo mitzad chosar. The Mogen Avraham holds mitzad hodor. Chofetz Chaim, Mishneh Brura, he brings down. Nitla is chosar. Mishneh Brura brings down tof reish memtes seif kotn lamed hei. La'ayin b'mogen Avraham shehei vidi yesh poiskim sheso ivrim de nitla pitmo mishum hodo. והוא מצדד גם כן כבסיו, ועל כן אין להקל בנית מואפיתנו בשער יומי. אוכן, אם יש עוד סופק בזה, אם נית מואפיתנו, בוודא יש יוכל להקל בשער יומי. So, מחלקס, if we pass in that מצד חוסר, או מצד הודו. So, why some people take your esrog without a pitam. It's other chosar, other hodo. We have another Ramo. And Simon Tov Reish Memches, Seif Zayin, Nitla Pitma Kopos. What part? The top, the middle of it. Vekol ze, Davko ben Nitlo, Avel im loy hoyo loy dad meoilom kosher. The Ramo Paskin, if you never had a pitam kosher, v'chein roiva esroigim b'medin shemevim b'medin eseilu. Most of the country has esroigim that without a pitam. If it was grew without a pitam, it's kosher. V'kol ze shenitlo a pitmo, aval im lo yhoyo lo idad me'olom kosher. The Mokir is Tshuva Selfish. Why? If it's Chosar, it's Chosar. If it's not Hodol, it's not Hodol. So listen, girl, I want the Azach to make it clear. Heglatkeit will say, very simple. If it's Mitzad Chosar, it's only if it grows and it falls, it's Chosar. Someone has an S-ring that has a bump in. It's Chosar. It grows. Instead of a bump out, it goes in. It's Chosar. You have a bump out. Why is it not Chosar? It's a part of the S-ring. It's sticking out. It's not sticking out. It's missing. It's a negative. It's not. But now that there's a hole, instead of bump out, it just goes in. Some people have an S-ring with like a tomato, yeah? Some has an S-ring with like a cucumber, yeah? So, it's chosar. This is the shape. It's not nice, but it's okay. So if it grows without a pitam, it's not called chosar. If that would be the truth, so the male while the Mogen Avrom holds that it's not mitzad chosar, it's mitzad hodo, that l'chure, even if it grows without a pitam, it's not hodo. As if you're an esrog that looks like a carrot, it's not hodo, even if it grew like that, right? A black dot is not hodo. About something, if it's a problem in the shape, Mishnah says esrog that looks like a ball is nishke pas, it's possible. Kakadu, but it's possible. So we could have said, why did Ramah say that you're allowed to take an esrog without a pitam if it was grew like that? So it fell as possible, but if it grew without a pitam, because the Shittos say that he learned that chosar is harsh. That he learned that the reason you need a pitam is because if you're missing a pitam, it's chosar. So far he learned that if you're missing a pitam, it's chosar. If you're missing a pitam, it's chosar. But Meile, if it grew without a pitam, it's chosar. But the problem is, that is the Gladkeit. I believe that that is the Emes. That if you're going to grow, it had to be possible. You can't take an Esrog without a Pitam. So why not everyone says it? Because the Mogen Avraham had to say, and this Ramo, I'm sorry, I don't hold from the Ramo. Because same thing he said later, I don't hold from the Ramo, and it's possible B'Shar Yomim. He had to say here that it's also possible. And he didn't say that it's possible. So obviously we have to say that valid grew like that, it's not a chisal, shayla why. So maybe we can add, instead of v'chein, biglar sheroi v'esroigim. Val, all of the esroigim grew like that. The Gemara says, esroig a kushi posu. If esroig is kushi, it's posu. What is the shear of kushi? It's a shayla. So someone took out a whole sefer. He has pictures of 50 kinds of kushis, and he's done, you know, what is the esrog that is possible? Like what kind of color is possible? But the Gemara says that if the esrog grew in kush, it's kosher. Because there, that is the way people look. Esrog a kushi possible, but if it's in kush, it's kosher. So esrog without a pitam, it's not nice. But if all of the esrogim started to grow without a pitam, so this is the pashtus. So again, glad more to say that the Ramo was only matir l'shitosu because he holds that pitam, missing a pitam is mitzad chosa. And if you want to hold mitzad hodo, you do need to have a pitam. Mikot makoin. Achronim want to say that even mitzad hodo, while it grew like that, it's also no chisor on the vodo. And maybe especially shechein roiva esroigim in medina zayim. Mikol mokoyim, there are more paskah that if it grew without a pitam, it's kosher. And this is the reason a lot of people take an esrog even without a pitam. Why some people do matir to take a pitam? Nice, it looks nicer. More clear than it's asked. Why the Litvik is more lean to take without a pitam? Some because they're scared to break it. And another reason is because over the years, the esrogim are very weak trees, and it's very hard to have a pitam grow. You see, today you go to the store, you want the esrog with a pitam, they give you a clean esrog, the command don't manage. It's very hard. So people that have fields, they had farms and they had a esrogim, What they did is, they would make a harkava. They would add some orange, add some lemon into the trees. Lemon is a strong tree. Esek is a very weak tree, it's like a geshen. A tree of a Esek can't stand on his own. They make him like a whole gate of wood, and he leans. He's a very weak tree. Lemon is a very strong tree. They took something, some lemon, took lemon juice, they would give a shot to the Esregim tree, and the Esregim would start to grow good with pitmin. The ones that didn't have pitmin was less chashash than its murkim. So the Litvikas really lean to take more without a pitmin, but if you have a good Eshgachet, I don't have a pitmin for sure, it's much better. This is the regular Etzem Divrei Shulchan Aruch. I want to go now, but the Ramo, we'll start with the Ramo. He learns that the chisson of missing a pitem it's chosa, but if it grows without a pitem, there's no chisson of chosa. Glad. The Goyen Mivilna comes and he says he has a riot to the Ramo. Steht in Mishneh, nitlo pitmoso in posu. Doesn't say, ein lo pitem posu, la moshe. Steht, esor ga kushi posu. Doesn't say, Nasa Kushi Posu, right? Tzine Harabaza Posu, we know. Shana Sheirot Posu. Saying, Ein Loi Pitem Posu. Posu is Nit Loi Pit Posu. Mashma Hoyo Loi Venita. But if he never had, it's not Posu. Glad? We'll go weiter. Zog de Goyen Ve'ayen Yoredeye Simen Nunale. What state in Yoredei? We know that the halacha is animal has lungs. Animal has lungs. If an animal is missing a lung, it's what is the halacha? If the animal is missing a lung, what? Treifa. So Mishnah and Treifa and Chulim. Eilu Treifas. Nitlo Rios. Not only that, Nitlo. Nika Vareya. Right, they check. Sircha. It's a Treifa. What would be if you have an animal that was born with one lung? Dainu. It's Gishech the animal. You open one lung. No one took it. It's closed. That was an animal that was surgery and was taken out one lung. An animal was born with one lung. You're allowed to eat the animal or not? Shech the cow. Open the cow, it's one lung. Treif or not treif? What? I'm asking the Metzias that chai or not chai, today everything lives. We clear how Hashem gave Moshe. So I'm asking you a shayla la'aloche, you shech the animal and you found one lung. Achleikas in Shulchan Aruch. Kol eiver she'omarnu she'im nikav treifa, kachim nital. Ben she'nital, ben im nivro. הוא הדין לנברו חוסר ויש מכשירים מחלקס יש פויסנים ויש מכשירים we can hear both sides זאת ברמו ובמוקם הפסד מרובה ויסוים אחד המכשיר the ones that say that it's treifa he only has one lung the ones that say that it's kosher if you have two and a day born with one why Yesh poisnim, I don't think we have to explain why. You need to have two lungs, right? Why the Yesh machshirim or machshirim? Zog the Goyen, Hashem the Rambam, steht in the Mishnah and Chulim, nit lo areyo! Steht nish en lo areyo! Steht nit lo areyo! But if he never had a one areyo, that's kosher. But as the halacha, b'mokim hefzed merubah, we say mechanet. The Mokim has in the room and we say, I'm going to say now, I'll come, we'll go one more step. So So we pass him la'alocha that nitlo areya, lav dafka, nitlo hu adin, it doesn't have. Mokim hefzit merubah, we say mechad shita sara. Zog de goy, zog de goy. Why here the Ramo said that if it was grew without a pitum it's kosher, but nitlo a pitmo, zog de goyen, ukeshita sarambam benitlo areya. That the Ramo here says that it's good, it's l'shitosoi, like shita sarambam in your edeya. And I will explain why. If you learn that mitzad hodol, no shaykh is hodol, the animals no shaykh is tohor. Right? There's your chesteifes. Although while the Ramo, we said, is not going really with hodol. The Ramo is going mitzad chosel. He says, if it was created, if it grew without a pitem, it's kosher, but steht nitlo a pitmo, like if it was born without a lung, it's kosher. This is the Goyim in Vilna, I think, glad. Right? Is this like the Goyim?
So
it could be the Chalik also Tzadei Tzoda. I mean, the Goyim doesn't go with the Hodo. The Ramo never learned, the Ramo learns that you don't need Peter for Hodo. The Ramo, what I'm saying, but the Ramo himself. But the Ramo himself, right. But the Ramo himself, the vow we're going without Hodo, right? So the Fida Ramo, the reason that it's kosher is on the Goyim, as if it nitlo areyo, if it was born without areyo is kosher, nitlo apitma is kosher. Now we just will go one more step. So if you have an animal without a lung, you're allowed to eat it or not? Israel, you're allowed to eat it or not?
Yes.
What? Can't hear. What is it, Israel? What? You're allowed to eat it or not?
Yes.
If, yes, what are we passing the mice? What the Ramos said? The mice? Mokhev Sibun. But if it's not Hefsin Merubah, you're not allowed. So why he was mad? So why he was mad to use this slogan? He says, "Zog the Eishel Avram, Uchacha." Right? V'chein roiv esrogim bemedin eselu. The matzah was in Lita, in Krakow. Most of the esrogim did not have a pitem, so it was Eilecha Hefsin Gadol Mizeh. So he was mad. But a person that has the option to take a pita, oh, and as a gvir, hotishkin hesed merubah, so it's just yonder from working $100 of the hesed, it's mechuyif to take a pita, it doesn't have a hetter, not to use a pita. What? I'm learning the sugi, I will not pass that off. We're learning the sugi. If you have a different way to learn the sugi, do different. We're learning the sugi. The Mishnah state nidal apitam is possible. We have two reasons: hodo v'chos. We have a Ramo, and that klal is for b'soimer b'shem tshuva sarosh. That if it was without the pitam, was grew without the pitam, it's kosher. First, we said could be with only chos, but hodo is very short to understand. Maybe we could say if roiv v'sroigim v'medinas elu like that, it's good. Now, but the Ramo himself for sure is going with chos. Zog de goyer, the same dirk of nitala pita, we have nitala reya. And it's kishita sarambam, it's going with shita sarambam.
We're not sure if this is
a
trade for
that. So when we daig the Mishnah, so the Rambam is we the Mishnah, that nital means hoyo loy v'nital. The same dirk from here. Shazat chak, we say machan the Rambam. So the goyer says, it's the same way to learn there, we learn here. The ones that say lav dafke et reifas, say lav dafke here. The one that say Dafka dear will say Dafka here. The Metzias is the Mishnah, not Lomdus. Mishnah. A Mishnah, Nitla, I want to read a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Nitla means Hoyo Venita. Lo Hoyo, the Mishnah doesn't mean it. As I said, going. So if we decided to Paskin and Treifus that Nitla means Hoyo Venita only Bemokim Epsil, Shalom Bemokim Epsil, we say, even if he never had it, it's also called Treifa. So the same thing here, even if he never had it, it's called Chosr. So that's what he said. V'chem Reva Yisraigim. Did he say that is? But that is the Metzius. That was considered Hefsel Merubah.
By Treifa, it's a lab. It's also
Mekatim Aleif. That's the Deicha Leisus. So he said, the Malcolm M said, but we're passing like that shit. Again, what the Shaila is, if it's someone that was Matil, the Shaila is not, how do I explain? The Noise of this Noise, now it's not a Shaila if it's a Chumur. The Shaila of the Ramon was Matil more from that. We have a halacha if you don't have a pita mitzvah, Adam mitzvah chasa, Adam mitzvah adam. The Ramon came and he said, that's Yochi. And the Ramo came and he said, you know what, if it was grew without a pitim, yesh amal ismich, if it grew without a pitim, you can use it. This is what the Ramo came and he said. You can use it. We're trying to think why I can use it. So I think, because it's not called chosam. It was created like that. Was mit hodo? Maybe like es on yakushi bekush kenza. Now, Zog de Goyer, aber back to the Ramon, the Lirmitz of Chosser, the Shittosu, in your day, Kishittas HaRambam, that Nidal means Hoyer Olim and Nidal, and Hoyer Olim and Hoyer, it's taking good. So now let me put it together. So we have the... So, if it's not more convention, we have people that could fly down this wall for you, and these kind of people, yeah, I've already had to take a Esser with a Pita. There's no sign that they can take a Esser with other people. Not only that, even Mitzar Hodo, today, the Metzias is, and I'm not going, now I'm going to a different chuppah. Why the Moshe Rabbi Yashiv took a Esther with a Peter? So first he said everything what we said. He said it very shortly, but this is what he meant. Yeah? But chutz from that, he said that it's only kosher if it was created, if it was grew, mamish, without a Peter. If it was a Peter and it fell, it doesn't help. Now, we know today, science-wise, there's not an Esrog tree that doesn't grow on a pita. Everyone has a pita. One second. The Shemazalman says if it fell early, well, Yashiv says, if a turn of the fruit already had a pita, it's called that it grew with a pita. The Metzias says, I went to the fields, everyone has a pita, at least almost till the end.
When did it change?
What? So when it changed, it started really in the Vietnam War. when America was bombing, and they used chemical things. They claimed it not, but they used chemical things to kill the soldiers that were hiding in the jungles. There was a Jewish soldier there, and it was a trees of oranges. And after these chemicals, all of these trees of the oranges got pitmim. And they used today that chemical to use all of the fields of the Esrogim, and this is the way the pitmim come out. The Metzias said, no, I'll tell you, I was yesterday. I'll tell you. One of the reasons that I chose to speak about this long, you know, I feel Hamish, but the bad guys are not here today, so we're good. Not that I know, I'm saying every guy doesn't come, but mainly it's bad, it's me. Yeah. So the pshat is, my father is very sick. And the main thing that he's finding in his life is on his lungs. So I wanted to say, Shkidu Teire, that the Shaykh is the long, they know from Chaim Kanievsky, if you're Isaac and Dan Eva, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives, and I'm sure when we'll finish, he will be awake and everything, the Chomish can suffer about it. So this is the reason that yesterday night was a meeting with a lot of Rabbanim about Yom Kippur in Yom Kippur. You know, to see what the lochus you're allowed, who, when sick people are allowed to fast, and not allowed to fast. It was a huge kenis. It was all the heads, Adam Chasher Rabbanim, and all the heads of Shara Tzedek, the main actor. So they asked me, you know, I asked them a lot of affairs last week. I got a phone call yesterday. Okay, now we're asking you to be there. And you could pay us back. I went. Normally I never go. I went. I just said. So came there a guy, a neighbor here. His name is Moshe Bratz. Of the street, And they asked him in the middle, "Look, what your father is." That is something the mamash top backwards, the world backwards. They asked him, what your father said on Tanya. He was maybe 500 rabbanim. What your father? He said, "My father didn't believe in asking in doctors and nothing. Something problem which is mutter. It doesn't say in halacha that the rabbanim have to go to discuss with doctors. Whenever found klal yisrael, the rabbanim sat with the doctors. No, never klal yisrael 520 kosher the doctors, and the rabbanim are going to learn medical school the day before Yom Kippur. Lo yishamanu. The guy comes in, the rav thinks he's sick. The rav tells him to eat. This is the way I was brought up by a basma." You know, as I'm saying, the whole thing is just this was his title. So, the Rabbi Shabbos had to answer. I think he really took it over. I want to see Avu Shtein in Shulchan Aruch. The Rav goes to learn medical before Aryeh Kippur. New Zach, Rabbi put up signs. He's answering Shilas, and this doctor is sitting there. He says, "Trevi Zach." The Rav comes, he thinks because never she doesn't think. Old fashioned Kipshuta. Lekule. The Rav never is machmer in Nizach. So he's on Moshe Weiss. I'm not doing it as a bishop. He said, "Moshe Shay le Moshe, Mechal im Shabbos al Mako shel Balza." What? So the Shadim Shavuot, it means a cut with metal, or it means a bag of metal. Al Mako shel Gabe Ayat. Good. In the old days, you know, when I was a kid already, Rosie, if you got caught in school, they rushed you with tetanus, with mamish. In our days, so you can wait 2 days, also nothing will happen to you. Why? In our days, we have antibiotics. If you get a little bit of infection, so you get antibiotics. Everything is clean. This, my doctor told me a couple of weeks ago, we had an argument. He says, in the old days, there was no soup. And the cities was places that everything was... All the time, everything was good. There was no animals, horses, there was no system. The hygiene was very bad. If someone got a cut from a metal, most of the metal was rusty. There was no covering and painting of it, not rusting zachem. The guy would die. He says, "It'll be a rough the day that will be matter from Chal Shabbos. Someone got a cut from a metal." For sure not. She says in Ava Ezra, 900 years ago, Ezra was one of the smart people. He says, "You could say mechan doctors and makis chitzayis, but makis pnimius, you can't be saying that the doctors don't know what goes inside." He says, "Today we know what goes inside. We know." He says, "He answers a rabbi that answers without having a person near him is not allowed to be a rabbi." Well, there's a guy here who can tell you it's because I'm not sure. I'm not foolish. I'm really good to eat. And someone can tell him it's only a headache. The guy won't came with terrible stomach pains, yeah? Well, you didn't know what is going on. Today they get actually, he has some gas inside. Does the guy says, "Ah." In the old days, you thought maybe he's infected. Well, so you don't ask the doctor what is going on. The guy is diabetic. In the old days, you have to eat. Today, you need to worry, to do, there's a thousand of things what to do. You just eat. You can have kavod. My doctor said, "A pregnant lady, always, there's no tzad in the world that a pregnant lady is not allowed to fast. There's no one doctor, honestly, that thinks that because she doesn't eat is more dangerous. Like, horrible and evil." All days they talk like that. It's old fashioned days. Isn't that like horrible and evil? The Nyevis. Fast, regular.
Maybe higher.
But I'm saying, back to our story. The world is stronger. Because of Seichel, the Machengeld, they put proper things, there's no bugs, the trees are stronger, they know how to do it. That is the Metzius. They could do that in everything. They could make a green tomato. They could do everything today. So for sure, you can't do it by the cover. The Mele Rebel Yashiv came in time. So the Mele it grows. So Bichlal is no heter. Because the Mishnah says that the heter is only if it was grew without a Peter. Now, I love masking Isha is tiny and that the Mishnah Zalman, my Rebbe tiny, that if it falls earlier off of the tree, it's also considered that it grew it out. But I mean to say like this. Today, 99% of the trees of the Esroigim, every tree will produce Esroigim with Pitru. It's not like you go, I'm old. Gross had good Pitru. Chazanish doesn't have Pitru. You go to the Shapira, it's considered Rebbe Yochanan Kessler, has Pitru. You go to Chibas Yerushalayim, they have Pitru. Everyone has. So, okay, I agree if it fell early, the same. Or it could be bichlal, if the tzad of hodo, could be it's not called that it's hodo. If this this tree cannot produce a pitem, so I can hear, this is the shape of this esrog. But if this family of this esrog, this mishpocha, this esrog comes with a pitem, and now he doesn't have a pitem, it's a gladkeit to say that it's nishken hodo. So if we want to misakim, what we're learning now. So I'm saying like this. Aleph, it's a svara that it's a hodo. It looks like, I'm sure it's nicer with a pita. Could aleph pita, first you have a problem, aleph mol, maybe it fell late, and you don't know, mishabur brings some money, it doesn't bring some money, I'm not going now to all the clinic, how we know it, if we know when it fell. But lamazogin, you don't have a problem from the simadi. Lamazogin, you trust that you know from when it fell, and you're not worried, and you have the semen, and everything is okay. But we have two main reasons. One to say that the Ramah was l'shitosay, that it's begat yiridei like the goyen, and the main if it's only b'mokim hefset merube. Aber shalei b'hefset merube is not. We have the semen of hodo. We have the reason of hodo. Although we have to know what the reason of hodo. First, could be the Ramah was never matir bichlal. The Ramah was only matir because chaser, so it's not called chaser. Hodo mechadesa, the Ramah was matir. And if we will decide that the Ramah was also matir mitzal hodo, and we'll say because ken roiva esroigim v'dina seilu, this is the reason he was matir by hodo, could be that it's only in that days. Or in our days that esroigim are produced with pitmim, mechadesa that it's called hodo. So why not all of the Rabbanim coming and darshaning my drasha? Two reasons. Could be they don't know it. But the better reason is that if everyone will darshan it and will be a terrible demand for a sregi with a pita, ein lecha hefset merubah for klal Yisrael gadol mizeh. They sell today hundreds of thousands of sregi without pita. Only thing all these people now want only with pita. The prices will be triple. This is called Mokim Hefsen Merube. Mokim Hefsen Merube a lot of time doesn't mean you specific. You specific, you have money to buy a nice car, buy a good asset. But we have to matter if a klal Yisrael, and this is because you ask me why the Rabbah didn't say, someone asked me before, why the Rabbah didn't say the word Hefsen Merube. The matter of the Sroigim is meat. Not every person was the Sheikh. Yeah? But the Muslim is that every year the Sroigim, L'day L'dayos was a story with money, Esroigim Fakeret. In our generation, it's a bit more accessible to get the Esroig. In the old days, you could have got one Esroig. Two Esroigim. Famous, the Maisa and Varshi, you know, they had one Esroig in the war. They took it in Varshi in between the Biskarov and the Gerev. Everyone was fighting to try to get it. So they put it in our Golem. Was a guy that was going that goal. There's no chisom because Benzer, if you could do by foot, and he's just going because he doesn't want. And they came to the Ger Rebbe, and they were taking the esrog to the Muskerot. There was the Ukraine, And everyone was pushing, but you know, they had the Marushite standing near the door, and the guy just walked into the door. Was the guy that wanted to do the mitzvah. So he took off the whole wagon and he shook it to four sides. It was a whole shayla of his yaitze. He shook the esrog, duch the agol. I'm saying this was the shaylas that Klal Yisrael were busy with over the doyras. I'll tell you a shayla. I just remember now yesterday, a nice shayla that I heard that Kenneth said I went. I miss a couple nights because of that. I mean, it's what I'm telling you, where I'm not here, why I had to not be here. So they call a shayla that a guy has Alzheimer's. The shayla was if you're allowed to give him to eat or not. He wants to eat. Machlek is if Alzheimer is considered already that he's a shayta or not. He's insisting to eat. What? He's insisting very much. He doesn't know. So there was a case like it was a person that had to eat. He was sick. He had to eat. He had different diseases that he had to eat. But he didn't want to eat. But because he had Alzheimer's, so his kids will tell him, Sinishkin Yom Kippur, we can't ask. And the guy will get mixed up. No, Sinishkin Yom Kippur, we can't ask. So the father told the son, listen, ich bin nicht close to your mission. If I see you eat, I will eat. Now the shayla is, the boy wants to know, he's allowed to eat or not? Because nefesh is matter that or not? The father told the kid, listen, ich weiß nicht, Yom Kippur or not. I know one thing. I don't have the calendar. I know I lost it. But I'm not blind in your kid, but I know if I see you eat, I will eat. The kid came to ask, is he allowed to eat or not? Was the shayla for sure? Yes, for sure not. So shayla, if you're allowed to choyte kedei sheyichte chavelcha. That is the shayla. No, this is the shayla. The guy has a meshugah, so he's not eating, only if I'm eating. That is because nefesh for that soul ale. That is because nefesh for that soul ale. I'm saying that. Dear the ma'aser, the but it's a big vikuach. The ma'aser was the ma'aser of the soul salam that people didn't want to eat, and we saw made kiddush and Yom Kippur. It was a choli ra in Vilna, and people didn't want to eat. It was a mageifa. Every person that was weak had to eat, and no one wanted to eat. So after Musaf, Yisrael Salanta made Kiddush in his Medrash. The Dayanim of Vilna came out against him, if he was allowed to do that. He said, if I will eat, everyone will eat. That was the mitzvah. Is he allowed to eat? I'm not going out. That whole idea that they pass and then you're allowed to, but that's not so glad. But we're going. I say that. So this is the Shaila. Just want a couple of words on Yom Kippur. We're holding a day and a half before the Yom HaKodesh, Yom HaKippurim. Ki b'Yom Hazeh יחפר עליכם לפני השם אלוקיכם מכל חטאיכם לפני השם תתורו. No, the mitzvah is to do tshuva. How a person does tshuva. So Rabbi Seinu told us that in our generation Tshuva is Giboit and Kabbalas. I want to explain what it means. Avad Echarote, Yogoy, Aminyene has all the 10 Zachem. For sure, all of them are learning also today. But the main Yesoid is Kabbalas. Nowadays, if a person will just cry the whole time, it will not change him for the next year. Now, what is the pshat that a person does Kabbalas? The Gemara says, "Shoyfo shel Rosh Hashanah kof." Kamo de kaif inish daite itfei michale. The more that he bends down, the more that he shtels tzu. Shoyfo shel Yom Kippurim poshut. Kamo de poshut inish daite itfei michale. The more simple that you are, the better you are. Rosh Hashanah, the more you bend, the more you shtel tzu. That is better for you. Yom Kippur, kama de poshit in ishdaite tfei nichele. The more that you poshit, what is Kabbalah? So we have a Kabbalah from Reb Chatzkel Levenstein. Kabbalas means you take 4 or 5 Kabbalas, but we call them master Kabbalas. Kabbalas that will change your life. And you know that when you will do them, you will change. I will explain. The guy sits and learns, Givaldik. But he has a problem. He likes to hear news. And then, you know, you have a phone, you can call some numbers, and they tell you news, and they get you into it, and you just don't stop. Yeah, it's all different groups, and Mamash, Tilei Tilim, Shashitas, and phone calls, and numbers, yeah. And he finds himself, you know, he's going to the bathroom too often. Because he needs to hear the whole time, he needs to hear the number, and they have like a koyach, like, every second they say it, like, so dramatic as that, and pulls, you know. He knows if he will stop that, he will start to learn. That burns every day, time. He knows this could change him. So he takes it himself, I'm stopping it. But how I will stop it? I need to know. I'm addicted. He takes that, you know what? Once, 11 o'clock to 11:30 every night, I will listen. Guys, Shaka, Friday I will listen. You can go back and you press it, you go back and back and back. You can go back. Come in the Poshet Yiddish, get the Poshet. The Bochel of Moshe, this Nishna Geatem is man, it's not interested in what's happening in China. Nishna Geatem, the Chlal. Lo man yelot, it's not the Mina. Hila Moshe has Shmira Sanayim issue. So he thinks if he will fix the Shmira Sanayim issue, it will change him. So it's Kabbalah. So it's not asking, he will not go out of the house. Not Shaykh. He will go with something black. Some people go the whole thing black, they will not see nothing. Yeah? I don't think every guy has to go with black completely, and he will not see nothing. Yeah? I never saw people do such a homework. Yeah? So he doesn't take himself to go black, but in emotion he does. He will never go to a Shabbos meal if his girl's there. No. Because? But there's only, there's different places to eat. He knows, but there he falls. So this he doesn't do. He has a Kabbalah. The emotion. A person feels he strikes. The place he falls is when he goes away for a Shabbos. It's false, you know. Choshev a place, Oyem and Neshomas, but when he goes there, the Neshomas stays there, the goof probably comes back to Yeshiva. He knows every time he starts, the time that he fell is when he went away for Shabbos with a bad group. He doesn't go away for Shabbos, but he will never go away to Shabbos. So, other, he knows where he does not to go. You know, when Purim goes away to Shabbos, he will ask his Rebbe, he will ask someone, he'll make sure that he's going with the right guys. He knows where is his. I took once someone to a Bliyashi, didn't have kids for years. I never had a kid. Before I got in the middle, Bliyashi gave a beautiful bracha. I finished Rebbe. A real wissen, he wants to know like what to be mekabel on himself. Rebbe is a rabbi suri, don't laugh. I feel so bad for him. He just came here, he just wants to know what to mekabel. He's asking me what to be mekabel. He knows what is his averus. He's asking me what is his averus. He knows what he has to be mekabel. I know. People go, he'll tell me to say 5 tehillim. No. He knows what he has to be mekabel. Anyways, he was testing me. He knows what is his averus. He was laughing, like, what is the question? Anyone knows where is his one. A guy knows his problem is he goes to sleep late. There is his problem. He learns, and then he goes to sleep late. And then he can't wake up. That is the mitzvah. Every day he wants to be good. But the ma'aseh, then he thinks maybe Hashem will make it, and in 2 hours he will sleep like very, very strong and will give him crap. And that mess doesn't happen. Yeah? I tried, even when years that I learned till 4 o'clock in the morning, I will daven at Tehillim that Hashem will give these 2 hours of koyach like 10. And he didn't mix up that feeling. So that's kind of a camel. But he knows, so he has to make a plan. Now, what is the plan? Either he changes in the area, either he says a mapil early, or he decides that he never rests by day. I was a bacher, I wanted to be very late. But then I had a problem. By day, I would go to a nap for half an hour and I would sleep. For a couple hours, lunchtime, because I was so tired. So I was mekabel on myself that lunch I only speak with Miss Medrash and a standard. Lunch. So how long you can sleep in a standard? Till today, I need for learning second Seder to put my head in a standard for 5 minutes. I can't start second Seder without it. Because it became a teva. But I knew. So, days that I was tired, I went to sleep earlier. But if I knew if I could rest in the afternoon, so I could learn the whole night, then I would sleep the whole afternoon. So I found, this is Kabbalah. Kabbalah is master Kabbalahs. Now, the Yitzhahore, you were sitting here, how old are you, 20, 25, how many Rosh Hashanahs you keep with a huge muzik? It's already a couple thousand years he's sitting in this Bismarck. And he hears this schmoozing of an Yom Kippur, and he knows exactly what the Olam pass. First he tells you, don't listen, don't listen. And Shmegen, then he says, you know what, the Maizeh is talking, you know, the Maizeh, makes sense, you know, I will do something. He switches, and he starts to help you. He tells you, two Allah is Chofetz Chaim, right? For the Shonor, it's Givaldik. Kibbutz, I've called your parents 5 times a day, yeah? Then Chesed, you know, maybe open like 2 or 3 Gmachim somewhere, yeah? And then he tells you, you know, Shmir Salim, don't go here, don't eat deer, then you know, don't eat. Till Motzi Yom Kippur, you already have 50 Kabbalahs. He knows nothing is left. He just puts on your shopping list, more and more and more. The Chokhmah is not more from 4 Master Kabbalahs. But again, the Master Kabbalahs have to be, I'll give you an example. Sometimes the person watching the sides loses math. I try to think, it's time, Leichte Zach. You know, if he will dive in the tzibu, if he can't shach it, he can't fight it. Okay, we could never marry in the tzibu. We'll never miss marrying in the tzibu. But when he's in yeshiva, it's very easy. He goes to Shtidlach. When he's in Borah Park, he goes to Sheva Shabbos, Lando. There's different places where he could go to. And what he does when he goes home to Pesach? What he does? He might even could be as hard as him shach it. I'm still saying, could be the Shtibach there also already. Yeah, I was initially here. So other his mikabel that he will never miss Ma'ariv during this month. A person can be Ma'ariv. A person can say to Moshe, I will not go to a restaurant till Chabad. He knows when he goes to the restaurant, it's not good. We cannot go to the restaurant, scared he will die. Yeah? but the Chokhmah is, I'm telling you, I want to tell you one thing. Every time when you come to a shmuz, I don't know if a shmuz is Talmud Torah, it's social. I know exactly what is all these vaidim and shmuzing that happen all different years. I don't know what is the halach is there. What mitzvah you get? But I want to tell you one thing. These 2 days is a mitzvah's essence to do tshuva. When we're sitting here and joking and that, this is like shaking the lulav. This is the reason I'm easy today. I'm a kind of mitzvah. I'm trying to get everyone to misayna to do tshuva. I'm mezakeh mitzvah and I'm doing a mitzvah. When I say shir, I don't want to go to that. I want to be the shir mitzvah. It's not something yet. Every knesh to really think how I could change. If you sit today and tomorrow and plan, I need for you oisik and mitzvah sayyar. This is mitzvah sayyar. Everyone wants to do tshuva. Everyone wants to be oisik and mitzvah sayyar, which we don't know what. Now, the chokhmah is to sit now. Not to wait, you keep. And start to think about master ideas. You go with 20 till Yom Kippur. And in Yom Kippur, you try to think. But when you mekabel the Kabbalahs, they have to be like a wall. And Chatzal said, I try to think, but I can't keep it. Moshe, the guy decides he will do this and that. But he knows every time, the day after Yom Kippur is like the day that everything falls apart. He, from his experience, he knows all the Kabbalahs. He starts his Kabbalah from the first day of Sukkot. I will learn every day an hour from the first day of Sukkot. He knows the first 3 days after Sukkot is such a balagan, and every one, we know the first Aveyan probably in the world was, the Isha said, not to touch, not to touch, so everything fell apart. The Yitzhahore Alamol will add to your Kabbalah to get you to fall. That is his key. So first he doesn't let you, then he gives you a list, and then he will make you just to fall, and then it's over. You cut it. We polish it, that it will fit. And when a person does it, Moshe, a guy thinks, you know, maybe for me it'll be a good Kabbalah every Erev Shabbos, I'll be ready an hour before Shabbos, and I will learn. I can't stop a Kabbalah all of Yichud Shabbos, that's too much for me. But I could do every Erev Shabbos an hour before. So it could go good, but in the winter it's not Shabbos. So it's not a Kabbalah. Well, guys, I'll never miss my life. What happens the day that he flies? He will not fly anymore. So you only take day flights. Again, everything is Eisbichesh. And it's a key on mitzvah says. And if you do that, the Ezra Hashem, you are preserving the marks in the table.